From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today on Capitol Hill, a trio of President Obama's top military and diplomatic officials set out to sell the new Afghan strategy. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Michael Mullen, faced a full day of questions. As NPR's David Wellner reports, skepticism abounds from both sides of the political divide.
Right off the bat, it was clear President Obama's decision to send another 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan was not sitting well with Carl Levin, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee.
An Afghan surge should be our goal, and any U.S. surge should be related to that goal.
Levin declared at the first big hearing on the new Afghanistan policy today that the ideal is two Afghan soldiers partnering and training with each U.S. troop. Instead, with the new surge, U.S. forces will outnumber their Afghan counterparts. Defending the decision to send the 30,000 troops was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Michael Mullen.
It gets the most U.S. force into the fight as quickly as possible, giving General McChrystal everything he needs in 2010 to gain the initiative.
That troop buildup won praise from Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman.
In making this decision, President Obama has respectfully disagreed with a majority of members of his own political party, according to every public opinion poll I've seen. And therefore, I think it's fair to say that the president has quite literally put our national security interests ahead of partisan political interests.
But as Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker noted, the president also announced he'd start withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan 19 months from now.
When in history has a commander ever announced both a surge and a withdrawal at the same time?
His question went unanswered, but John McCain, the top Republican on armed services, had another question for Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
I think the American people need to know whether we will begin withdrawing in 2011 or and conditions are ripe for that, or whether we will just be withdrawing no matter what.
Our current plan is that we will begin the transition in local areas in July of 2011. We will evaluate and December 2010, whether we believe we will be able to meet that objective.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham pressed Gates further on the withdrawal target date.
So it is not locked in that we're going to be withdrawing troops in July 2011. We're going to look throughout the process, particularly in December 2010, and make a decision then as to whether we should withdraw at a certain pace or not withdraw at all. Is that correct?
I guess the way I would phrase it is that it is our plan to begin this transition process in July of 2011. If circumstances dictate in December, I think, as I say, the president always has the freedom to adjust his decisions.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, for her part, told the panel she did not think the U.S. has locked itself into leaving Afghanistan. At the same time, Clinton said the president's new plan can lead to success.
The situation in Afghanistan and Pakistan is serious, but it is not, in my view, as negative as frequently portrayed in public. And the beginning of President Karzai's second term has opened a new window of opportunity.
The task in Afghanistan, Clinton said, is not impossible. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.